Happy Victory Monday, Pittsburgh. Your 3-0 Steelers defeated Jim Harbaugh's L.A. Chargers 20-10. And Justin Fields did it all. Justin Fields was not in a sidecar yesterday with T.J. Watt driving the motorcycle and Justin Fields just along for the ride. He was the Steelers, can I say best player? Anybody want to
He was the reason right they won. The he was here? The reason they won the game. I think you can just say it like that. Does that satisfy both ends of this here? Is it less inflammatory? We want more inflammatory. He was the reason they won the game. He was, in the first 2 weeks of the season, he made plays here or there, did a couple of nice things, you'd call it. In this game, the reason the Steelers won the game more than anything else was that Justin Fields was their quarterback, and Justin Fields was making plays, throwing laser beams repeatedly over the middle to beat a very fast, very aggressive defense. Like, Derwin James is an ass kicker, and if he played for the Steelers, people would love him. He was lurking all the time, and Justin Fields was making it happen, even with that guy out there.
It's the best game by a Steelers quarterback since Mason came off the bench to beat the Bengals last winter, but that was against one of the worst defenses in the NFL, and this was against the team that had allowed the fewest points.
I thought the Seattle game was even better by Mason, but those two are the games that stick out to me in the last year plus of football of the best quarterback games. The guy made one, I would say, ill-advised decision, and honestly, it still was like a 50-50 ball right there to Patterson that got picked off. He made throws I didn't think I'd see him make this year. Repeatedly, too. You get the third and whatever it was, they're going right to left in, the second quarter, I want to say? Here's Calvin Austin, just on an absolute dart over the middle, like... Well, I have a ton I could say about this game. He did things I did not expect to see if he was in the game this year.
He played a great game. I mean, there's no... the Steelers have tried to neuter their quarterbacks and put them in so many handcuffs and straitjackets for so long that we oftentimes have to put some kind of disclaimer or caveat on their performance or some asterisk or something. There's none of that for this game. He threw to the middle of the field. He was accurate at all three levels. It's not like the other team was so wretched or so bad that maybe if you wanted to, you could say the other team lost the game more than the Steelers won it. There was not some kind of transcendent performance by somebody else on the Steelers' offensive side of the ball where you'd say, let's give that guy the lion's share of the credit instead of Justin Fields. It's refreshing to be able to just say, our quarterback played a hell of a game. They trusted this guy to deliver and make good on the development that they had with him throughout minicamp, training camp, preseason, the first two games. They put a lot more on his plate yesterday, and he backed it up.
He ate what was on the plate.
I thought the game was just going to be, hey, let's run the ball, and if it doesn't work, who cares? We'll punt it back and forth, and we'll just wait until one team Fs up.
Took that form early.
He threw 32 times.
Yep. He threw 43 in the first two games. He got basically three quarters of the way there. And notably, I thought, he threw it a bunch in the second half.
And
like,
go
make the plays, buddy.
Pull up the NFL chart.
Oh, I looked
at all the green in the middle of the field,
man. Oh, Pony, it was like somebody was planting a garden in between the hash marks. They were rifle shots. They were right on target.
He cut down sacks. There were only two. That was one of his big bugaboos in Chicago. He holds onto the ball too long. He doesn't process and read defense. That myth has been debunked so far. Go pull up an Orlovsky or a Chase Daniel or one of these quarterback guys, and they're going to show you plays.
Time.
Romo exactly
in real
gushing.
Time was correctly identifying the things he was doing well and what he was doing to read what was being shown. The one to Austin that I just talked about, Romo says he sees Derwin James. That's going to leave that area open. Throw it to a spot. He made Calvin Austin look like college version Tavon Austin. I mean, it was fun. It felt like we're not going to sit here today like we did so many times last year, whether it was Pickett by the skin of his teeth somehow getting a win, psychoanalyzing every single throw to figure out, is this guy going to be good or not?
Even the first 2 weeks of Fields were like
that. It just looked like a good quarterback playing a good game. That's what it looked like, man. It's been too long. I wondered how the other 85% of the NFL was living all this time. You could just watch a quarterback play well and say, oh, good quarterback played a good game or whatever. And it didn't feel like we were able to do that. And yesterday, I know they only scored 20 points, but he looked like a good quarterback and they looked like a good offense that game. Took them a little bit of time to get going, and once they did, I thought they never really looked back.
No, they just they bludgeoned them in the fourth quarter with the run game.
You think Mike Tomlin is probably a little bit muted. He's not going to tip his hand too much on Fields. You know why that is in part? Yes, he doesn't want to say too much about the quarterback situation. Mike Tomlin probably wanted to light a cigarette after that game, the way they physically took it to the Chargers and the way they ended it. You're getting those quotes, I guess, that were coming out, an anonymous Chargers linebacker thanking them for not running a play before the two-minute warning because they were just gassed and wanted to get off the field. Mike Tomlin likes to win on body blows and on a TKO, and that's what they did. And Fields was the one throwing the punches, man. It was fun. Donnie and I have our group message for our little fantasy football league we're in together, the one that I run. One of the guys goes, hey, honestly, didn't see Fields yesterday. Didn't see the game. Like, how did he look? And it was wild to see all these, like, hardened Steeler fans, like, just gushing at the same time. He looked great. It was awesome. He was throwing seeds. He was terrific. The one to Freiermuth that Freiermuth somewhat understandably couldn't hold on to, it's a very tough catch, might have been the best throw of all.
I expect him to make that catch at $48 million when he's a pass-catching tight end. That was a great throw. Took three points off the board.
The size of the window that he threw that ball into was the size of the football.
I know.
Pickens had a drop that went right off his hands. The ball, when they show it on the replay, the ball's hitting him in the face mask because it's right where it's supposed to be. I mean, it was fun, man. I was excited to come in here knowing we weren't going to get any nonsense that we've gotten where somebody's trying to nitpick and pick apart one little thing he did, because it was almost all good.
Let me tell you guys why I say right now he's a franchise quarterback. And right now it looks like they have their quarterback answer. He's not just doing it with his athleticism. Okay, if this looked like the Chicago version of Fields when he was winning games there, which he won some, they kept showing the graphic of how he finished last year. He was winning games late in the season for the Bears. So much of it is with taking off and running, play breaks down. He just
makes something happen.
Breaks a guy's ankles, takes off and runs, shows off his arm strength. Complete ad-lib, improvisational, things that aren't really in the playbook.
Sandlot ball.
Yes, exactly. Like Roethlisberger did so much early in his career.
Yes. Play breaks down, he's better than your guys.
He played the quarterback position yesterday. He did it from the pocket. He did the thing that every NFL analyst says, if you're going to have long-term success at quarterback, you have to do it in there. You can't always be using your wheels. You can't always be Lamar Jackson. You can't always be Cam Newton. You have to be a guy that makes plays from in there.
And you have to use the whole field when you're making those plays.
Yes.
And he did that.
And he did.
I want somebody to print out his pass chart, crumple it up, and shove it. I know you like this guy. Make Warren Sharp open his mouth and shove that crumpled piece of paper in there.
Well, a lot of guys just said that
he's just the one I noticed.
We said those things.
It was a funny line, actually, now that I think about it. But
he holds on to the ball too long, can't process it. Long processor.
But
guys need to be wide open.
He was quick and decisive. He was hitting that drop, and when it was there, and I thought he did a couple other good things.
If first read isn't there, it's a disaster. All of those things.
He did a couple things, too. I saw, again, him take a sack instead of, I thought, like there was a flinch, like he wanted to try to make a play, and he just went down like he should have on one particular play. And then I saw him numerous times just check it down, and they were throws to Harris, poor Najee Harris. I'm glad he got, like, some nice runs late when they had tired the Chargers out. He was catching passes that were pretty thankless. They were going for no gain or 1 yard, or he was having to take a hit. But, again, it was a player when the first read and then maybe the second read aren't there, I'm athletic enough to quickly get the ball out, so I'm not taking a sack. I'm not putting the ball at risk. I'm putting the ball on somebody's hands, and we're at least not getting a negative play out of it.
So you think they have the answer. Now, are you ready to say that?
I'm not ready to say it only because it's three games of a season, but you remember that I was pro Russell Wilson being the clear better option. I said there's a reason people have like driven themselves crazy about Justin Fields. The athletic ability tantalizes, but it always will leave you wanting more. I have tabled that. Russell Wilson doesn't get his job back when he's healthy. This is the starting quarterback of this team. And he and Arthur Smith appear to be very much on the same page. And it appears that, like, anybody who believed that Arthur Smith was going to get the most out of him because he's very similar, just better athletically than Tannehill, appears to be right in the early going here. I think this is another thought. This is another, like, sort of thought I had too quickly that I want you to indulge me on. You notice on that Austin cut-up when they show the All-22 of his touchdown, Pickens is pointing and, like, celebrating when he's still at the 30-yard line. He's doing the here he goes, he's gone, because he can tell that no one's going to run him down, even though the guy almost did. I noticed all those guys seem pretty happy. I got Pickens dapping up Scotty Miller right after a game. I think a lot of the pissed-off vibe among some of their skill players was last year, for the most part, we don't think our quarterback can get it done. Same thing that was happening to Bryce Young, frankly, in Carolina. Now I think it's a lot easier to have a pretty happy skill core when they all believe that the guy can and eventually will get them the ball.
He did yesterday. Four guys caught at least four passes. He didn't lock
Tony,
in on
I'll say
just
it again.
One guy.
You had George Pickens catch a pass and then immediately dap up Scotty Miller.
Yeah.
Cats laying with dogs. Yeah, like, this is incredible.
He's not just thinking about himself.
No, he was pumped up, man. He was feeling good. Everybody's feeling good because it looks like they have a guy that can actually play the position where we don't have to put any stupid qualifiers on it. He can just stand back there and be better than the other guy, which he was.
The thing about the starting quarterback, and we need to get into this throughout the day, when people say he's their starter, here's what the easy thing to do is just say that, and then you know, you confront someone and say, well, what if he sucks against Indianapolis? See, when I think starting quarterback, he's now allowed to have a bad game.
I would agree with
that. I don't like the idea of he's on a short leash still, and if he goes and plays Indy on the road and for the first time in a month has a bad game, well, now it's given Mike Tomlin reason to go back to Russell Wilson. I think with the way he's played the first three games, he's allowed now to have a hiccup, to have a bump in the road.
Do you think Tomlin feels
that way? No, that's that. Honestly, that's the thing. I don't want to be like alarmist guy or worrywart guy because this is a game that I want to celebrate and enjoy, and it was one of the best Steelers games I've watched in a very long time. But I am concerned about that. Like, he should not be looking over his shoulder and thinking, if I have one bad game now, Russell Wilson's going to get his shot. I think he's earned more than that. Starting quarterback means if you're winning us more games than you're losing, you keep that job as long as you're playing well. And 3-1 through the first four games, if there is a stinker in there Sunday, I'm not going to come on the air Monday and say, let's see Russell Wilson. I don't think that's fair to...
I have a feeling...
I don't think that's fair to Justin Fields. I just don't.
I have a feeling he's going to have a game plan that once again insulates him. I don't think this one insulated him. I think they clearly, like we just said, put the ball in his hands. That Indy run defense without Buckner, bit of a mess. I think that the Steelers are going to go right back to playing road game football. I thought it was instructive that this was a home game, even against the best team they had played so far, that they maybe turned him loose a little bit.